The world this week. Politics.
China staged a huge parade to celebrate 70 years of communist rule. It involved more than 100,000 civilians, 15,000 troops and hundreds of weapons. Some of the equipment had not been shown in public before, including the DF-41 intercontinental ballistic missile, which can hit any part of America. But a white paper issued by China said the country had no intention of challenging the United States or supplanting it. Afghans voted in a presidential election. The Taliban had vowed to disrupt the polling, which nonetheless was relatively peaceful. Turnout was extremely low. The results will not be announced until November.
North Korea agreed to resume disarmament talks with America after a hiatus of 8 months. It later tested a missile which it said it launched from a submarine near its coast into Japanese waters.
A court in Pakistan sentenced the brother of Kandil Baloch, a social media star, to life in prison for her murder. He said he had killed her to preserve the family's honour after she posted pictures of herself online. Activists for women's rights had feared he would be acquitted since his parents had absolved him of blame, a factor Pakistani courts often take into account.
Peru's president, Martin Vizcarra, dissolved the country's Congress, which has obstructed his legislative program, and proposed to hold a congressional election in January. Congress refused to accept its dissolution and voted to suspend Mr. Vizcarra as president. It installed the vice president in his place, but she quit after just hours in the job.
Guyana is to hold elections on March 2nd. The government lost a vote of confidence last December. Next year, Guyana is expected to begin receiving revenue from vast reserves of oil discovered offshore. The IMF thinks that its economy may grow by 85%.
Prosecutors in New York alleged that the younger brother of the Honduran president Juan Orlando Hernandez had accepted $1 million from Joaquin Guzman, a Mexican drug baron known as El Chapo, that was intended for the president. Mr. Hernandez said the claim was absurd and noted that prosecutors never alleged that he had received the money.
Democrats in the House of Representatives pushed ahead with an impeachment investigation of Donald Trump's request to the Ukrainian president to dig up dirt on the son of his rival, Joe Biden. Subpoenas were sent to Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, and to Rudolph Giuliani, the president's lawyer. In a Twitter meltdown, Mr. Trump claimed the Democrats were staging a coup.
Bernie Sanders cancelled events in his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination until further notice, after he had heart stents inserted to relieve some chest pains. The 78-year-old has kept up a grueling campaign schedule.